It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Wednesday, July 19th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A Chickasaw County man has died after he was struck by a vehicle while crossing the street. According to the Iowa State Patrol crash report, a car driven by 85-year-old Edmund Emerson of Cedar Rapids was eastbound on Highway 18 west of Falcon Drive in Fredericksburg when the vehicle hit a pedestrian in the roadway. 78-year-old Jerome Leach of Fredericksburg was killed by the collision, which remains under investigation. The Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office, Chickasaw County EMS, and Fredericksburg Fire and Rescue also assisted at the scene. A former Charles City resident accused of killing a New Hampton man in Howard County is seeking to have evidence gathered against him thrown out. 26-year-old Savon Jordan faces charges of first-degree murder, going armed with intent, and abuse of a corpse in the death of 30-year-old Jonathan Esparza on October 20, 2022. Esparza's remains were found at Jordan's Elma residence November 30th. Jordan has pleaded not guilty to all counts, with his trial scheduled for August 7th in Howard County District Court. Friday, defense counsel filed a motion to suppress evidence against Jordan, claiming he was not read his Miranda rights when he was arrested, and he was interviewed for several hours in a DCI agent squad car, thus violating his Fifth and Sixth Amendment rights. The defense also argues the initial search warrant was only for Jordan's house, thus evidence gathered in his yard was obtained illegally November 30th. They also claim a search warrant for the rest of the premises wasn't obtained until 3 days later. Monday, an evidence suppression hearing was set for August 2nd. Jordan also faces a September 6th trial on drug trafficking charges after over 250 grams of marijuana were also discovered during the November 30th search. Jordan remains in the Howard County Jail in Cresco on a $1 million cash bond. Another road closure is coming to the new interchange being constructed at Floyd. The Mason City District Office of the Iowa DOT is advising motorists driving on US 18, US 218 near Floyd tomorrow that there will be an 8-hour road closure to allow crews to repair gravel shoulders that were damaged by recent heavy rains. On Wednesday, July 12th, Floyd itself received almost 5 inches of rain. Road closures that could affect your trip include eastbound US 218, closed and detoured at Floyd County Road T38, westbound US 18, northbound US 218, closed and detoured at Iowa Highway 14, that's exit 214, southbound US 218, detoured using Floyd County Road T44 to US 218 at exit 212. During this 8-hour closure, which will start at about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, you can only access the city of Floyd by traveling in from the north on US Highway 218. Monday and Tuesday nights, Floyd Interchange construction caused intermittent road closures as crews worked to install bridge beams above U.S. Highway 218. Each beam required closing the roadway for up to 30 minutes at a time. A total of 7 bridge beams were to be installed. As expected, the Charles City City Council has approved the first reading of an ordinance to allow golf carts to be driven on city streets. For over a year, UTVs have been allowed on city streets, which Police Chief Hugh Anderson told the council Monday night have presented few problems.
The UTV actual ordinance, we've had no instances with UTVs, but I did not tell you last time, we have had some with ATVs, so they are not allowed on the street. Officers have stopped people with ATVs. Otherwise, the UTVs, we've had no instances that I know of with them at all. It's been very good.
Anderson says there have been some other off-road issues for motorized vehicles.
Mini bikes and ATVs have been on the Charlie Western Trail. They've also been on north side of town. We've actually had some cross the bridge and go over to the south side of town. So we have had mini bikes and we have had ATVs.
Stipulations of the golf cart ordinance would restrict travel to streets with speed limits of 25 miles per hour or less and exclude Highway 18, Highway 14, and Gilbert Street, although golf carts can cross those roads. Councilman Keith Starr said the ordinance is worth a trial run.
I think it's a good start and we'll see how it works. I would ask that somewhere in the next year or so you kind of tell us, we getting a lot of tickets or violations this along with the UTVs, if we need to adjust them.
If and when approved, the ordinance will also require golf carts to display a bike safety flag and a slow-moving vehicle sign. The Floyd County Fair officially opens today just west of Charles City. Fair Board President Kelsey Ute says festivities will certainly include plenty of options for kids.
Our main focus continues to be the kids, you know. We want to grow the entertainment. We want to grow the following of everything we have. But first and foremost is the kids. That's why we're here and that's why we work so hard. And that draws people in too. You know, bring your kiddos out, give them something to do and that sort of thing. So that's what we try to remember to focus on every year.
As for adults or the big kid at heart, Floyd County Fair grandstand events this year include the figure eight races Thursday night, Tough Trucks Friday night, and Demo Derby Saturday night, plus two live concerts this weekend.
We have the Park Tornadoes on Friday night, which, again, they have a huge following. That's down in the Midway area where all the food trucks are, things like that. And then on Saturday, we're doing dueling pianos, and that's a little different. We haven't done that in the past outside, so that'll be fun.
Also new this year is the Royal Bengal Tiger Show, with multiple shows scheduled for today through Saturday. Utes recommends monitoring the Floyd County Fair Facebook page for the latest updates. Additional info is also available at floydcountyfair.org. After receiving just one submission through their first two deadlines, the City of New Hampton will now take police officer applications until the position is filled. The opening was created by the resignation of officer in training Nick Sylvester, whose last day was May 26th. Sylvester and Austin Hageman joined the NHPD last December, ending a six-month period of the department being shorthanded, down two officers much of that stretch. Both were going through Police Academy certification training when Sylvester submitted his resignation. Hageman successfully completed his academy training and is now a fully LEA-certified officer on patrol for the city since the start of June. Chief Tim Peterson, who took over leading the department in mid-May, says like many employers, especially the field of law enforcement, they are struggling to find qualified applicants. Until then, Peterson says applications will be accepted until the position is filled. A link to the police officer application form is included with this story on our station website. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.